It's day 19, and I promised you that we would learn about physical fitness, spiritual fitness, and emotional fitness. And the stories I want to share with you are real stories that happen to real people, and they happen to me. And this story is going to be about forgiveness to yourself and removing the ghost. I feel so fortunate to be able to share my personal stories with you. One in particular that stands out that really had a dramatic effect on my life when I was a young teenager in a new school in a new state under the circumstances in which I arrived. There was a redneck coach in that school. I didn't play sports and he didn't like me. I was from New York. I was different. He made my life miserable, bottom line. He did not like me and I did not like him. He even told anyone on the football team if they were caught talking to the North kid, they were running laps. I couldn't wait to get out of high school, and I finally did. Years go by, years, and I'm doing my radio show, and I'm live at Winn-Dixie Supermarket, and I'm doing my show. And out of the corner of my eye, who do you think I see? It's 10 years after high school. You're right, Coach Wheeler. Now I look, and my hands get palmy, and I get sweaty, and the first thing I think, I better go into a commercial break. I'm like, what is this guy doing here? And the first thing I thought, I could whoop his butt now, but I'm not going to do that. That didn't make sense. I'm not a fighter. And I looked at him. He looked a little different, and I looked a little bit bigger. And I thought, please, please don't grab that microphone. There's no delay. He could say whatever he wants, and I knew that he would be embarrassing me. I come out of break, and there he is. He says, Larry North, you remember me? I said, oh, yes, I do. Larry North, do you know why I'm here? Have no idea. I made your life pretty miserable, didn't I, Larry North? Yeah, you did, come to think about it. He goes, well, Larry, let me tell you why I'm here. 2 years ago, he said, Larry North, I got cancer. And I didn't know what to do, and I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you know what? Along with your treatments, I'm going to recommend that you listen to Larry North on the radio. And he goes, and I'm here because I'm in remission, and I'm here to ask forgiveness. And you know what he did? He put down the mic and he ran off. And I said, no, wait, excuse me, sir. Come back here, please. And he came back. And I said, first of all, I do forgive you. And right at that moment, it was like in the movie Ghostbusters, this Coach Wheeler ghost just burst out of my system. What was he doing there in the first place? He shouldn't have even been there, but he was. And he left. But I said, Coach Wheeler, this isn't about me forgiving you. It's about you forgiving yourself. And the reason I share this story with you is twofold. You right now need to forgive yourself for every diet you've ever been on, for every program you think you failed on, because you've done nothing wrong. It's time for self-forgiveness. Number two, remove the ghost. Get them out of your system because they don't need to be there in the first place. One thing I learned in my life, in particular from my father, how hard he worked at failing. I believe that most people work harder at failing than those that succeed. Perfect example is, talk to someone who's successful. They will say, life's great, life's wonderful, I love it, it's easy, I do what I love and it makes life easy. Talk to people that fail and they'll tell you, it's hard, I struggle, they're miserable. Don't work harder at failing, work easier at succeeding.